Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people who love him, who cherish his presence. When people cherish the presence of God, they want to be right with him. And I've noticed, I've watched too. But more so I noticed, this is something I noticed. When I watch, I'm looking for something. I wasn't looking to see these things that I'm about to tell you, but I noticed them. When people go in his presence, they begin to see where they are in life. When you're in God, when you really go into God's presence, on your, you know, not just the church when everybody's worshiping God, but when you go in his presence on your own, you know you. You begin to know you because you have the light of God's word to compare things to. And you see where you are. Things are revealed. Now God loves you. He loves you for you, not what you can do for him. Not how many souls you can win. He loves you for you. But as you continue to go in his presence and you want more of him, it's just like the word of God. If you study it, you'll see where you're at. If you read a few scriptures here and there, you'll get a glimpse of where you're at. You'll see where you measure up, where you don't, where you agree, where you disagree. See, there are points that we agree with God, and there are things that we disagree with him about. Until Christ is formed in us, that's just the way it is. It's not wrong, it's just the condition. We come out of sin, so there's going to be residuals. We have to renew our mind. Now, sin is like the demon on your left shoulder trying to drag you back in the world. And the word of God is like the angel on your right shoulder trying to get you to know God. And you have to make up your mind. I love life and I'm going to do it God's way and I'm going to drive out the demons. The old way. The compromise. The gray area. And with that, sometimes people, they try to make such a distinction that they rule out things that's really not wrong. The gray area is compromise. Some people, they, you know, in the old days, holiness people wouldn't even go to movies, which sometimes they were right, but there are some good movies out there. All movies are not bad. Some of them were wholesome. It's not the TV show. It's not the, you live in this world. It's no different. It's going, the movies that people make are going to come from people. The songs that people sing is going to come from people. You have to filter it out for yourself. If you watch it or listen to music, you just have to deal with, you know, what, how it moves you. But the song of itself, unless it's contributing to wickedness, is not wrong. It's just good sounding music. But the Holy Spirit will help you judge these things for yourself. And people notice the things you do and the things you don't do. But going in his presence shows you a wholesome picture of everything, the truth. He's the spirit of truth, and he will tell you true things, even about yourself. But he does it in love. So it's important to know the Lord and what he's doing. And God loves you deeply. If you make the adjustments, that when God reveals something to you and you make the adjustments, then you're going to learn great. Now you're going to learn things you could not learn otherwise. Some people are not willing to make the adjustments, and when they go in the Lord's presence and they see things that shouldn't be, they just stop going in God's presence. But people that want to do right, they go back to God's presence. And many people don't know that they can go to God's presence. They can, you can worship God at home, in your prayer closet, wherever you are, while you're driving. Anywhere you are, you can worship God, especially if you can be alone. And you're not distracted by others, and you're not bothering anybody. You know, if you had a job where you got a long commute, you can worship God. You can put on good worship music and just go in His presence. And you don't always have to be worshiping when you go in His presence. You really just realizing that He's with you, basically, because He always is. You're just sensing it. Sometimes you can, when you worship God and you love Him, you can sense His presence. And sometimes you'll worship God, you'll be trying to sense His presence, and you can't sense His presence. He can cause you to sense His presence, and He can cause you not to sense His presence. I tried to live while I sense His presence all the time. Because I always wanted Him, I wanted to be aware of Him. He is always with me. And I know that by my faith. That's what the words say, that's what I believe. We don't always sense His presence. That's why sometimes when I was praying in God's presence and Jesus started talking, I said, Jesus, don't go nowhere. Because to me, it's like He left. But He really didn't. He never really did. But I couldn't detect His presence, so I said, don't go nowhere. I got questions. I want to ask you my questions. If you keep drawing near to the Lord, He'll keep drawing near to you. He won't stop. If you draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. If you honor Him, He'll honor you. That's how it is. But as you go in His presence, whatever He gives you, whatever information He gives you, just like the Word of God, you got to receive it. You got to believe it and receive it. And let it grow in your heart. Let that become a part of you. The knowledge He gives you. Now, when you're faithful with that knowledge, something's going to happen. It's going to cause you to learn things you could never learn any other way. I do this all the time. Every time the Lord showed me something, sometimes He give me clues. Now, He's using us, so we have to believe in our ministries. A lot of people stop believing in their ministries, then they want to quit. Because it don't make them look good anymore. Now I say that because when you're looking at Him, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're doing what He said do, it's working. A lot of people don't know that. They expect it to be a certain way. They expect certain levels of success. Sometimes they expect to be famous. And they expect people to treat them a certain way. And when it don't happen, they want to quit. Sometimes it's going to look ugly. Things are not going to always go right. People don't always act right. And if your family do something that they shouldn't do, if children try drugs or something, it's embarrassing. You want to go hide. But that's not your fault. It's not that you was a bad parent. People have to make up their own mind. And when children start getting older, they also have other influences and then their own enticements that they didn't deal with. Just because you present the light to people, that doesn't mean people are going to choose it. The Word said, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he'll come back. He won't depart from it. He'll have an anchor, something to remember. I know my daddy was a pastor, a preacher, a good one. And a lot of things I would have done, I didn't do because I didn't want to disappoint my parents. But my heart was not right with God. And everybody would have thought that I was a Christian, but I was not a Christian. Yet. I saw a lot of things. I saw people, if you go to a church long enough, you'll see people who are Christians act different ways. Some people still have residuals from the world that they didn't drive out. Some people go back to the world. You see all kind of things. Some Christians curse and use profanity and speak vulgar things. They may just be church members, but it all gets grouped together as the people of God. I believe people have a love for God, but they also love this world, and they don't always let it go. And I didn't want to be that way. I said, if I'm going to do this, I want to know that I do it right. And I wasn't sure because I didn't act right myself. Yeah. In those days. I wanted to. I really did. But I didn't. So I put off getting saved like a lot of people do. But if I had known what I found out about, I believe I would have got saved a lot earlier. I didn't know you get a new heart and you have new desires. But I just came to the point where I didn't care. I wanted Jesus because he seemed right. I started wanting to know God and I wanted a family. I didn't want to be a preacher. I just wanted a good family and I wanted to know I could be a good man. That's all I wanted. And I wanted to live a life that pleases God. And I wanted my children to do the same thing. I wanted to have a loving home. And then the Lord came and called me to the ministry. I got saved. A few years later, he called me to the ministry. And I don't regret it a minute. I love every minute of it. So the thing is, when you go in his presence, enjoy the Lord, but receive what he has to say. Ask him your questions. Remember, salvation started in you in seed form and it's growing. Now, the choices you make and the way you conduct yourself, that's the foundation that you're going to build the rest of your life on. If you make a lot of mistakes now, it can alter your future. It can cause you not to receive some things if you don't do some things correctly. But if you do things properly and you build a solid foundation, that opens the door for the greater opportunities that come your way every day to be greater. God gives you opportunities every day. But a lot of times people don't receive them because it requires dedication. Now, the love of God don't require dedication. If you get saved and stay saved and don't go back to the world, you know, God loves you and he'll treat you as his child. He gave you the kingdom. It's up to you to access it. But your success requires you to win. Your success, if you want a good family, there are certain things you have to do. If you want to be healed sometime and Satan's trying to get in the way, you got to move him out of your way. You got to believe God. Jesus did the works. You got to take your salvation just like the Hebrews took Canaan land. And if you want to live a life without demonic interference, you got to drive them out. If you want old thoughts gone, you got to drive them out with the word. That kind of victory requires dedication. As long as you don't sin, you're still God's child and God loves you. But if you want to live without the interference, if you want to watch TV without static, you got to adjust the antenna, get cable or something to get a clear picture. You got to find out how to use HDTV. You have to learn to use high definition to get a good clear picture. If you want to enjoy the television, or you can sit there and let it look static. Now, some Christians, they don't know to do these things. They don't want to go in God's presence and endeavor and learn and grow. They just want to be saved, and that's all they're going to put. That's the only effort they'll put forth. They desire greater, but they won't put forth any effort to do greater. And they're watching that their life is like a staticky show. But they're in the kingdom of God. They didn't backslide. They don't get in strife with people. They don't commit sexual sins and adultery in their mind and in their heart. You know, the things in chapter 6 they avoid, but they don't grow up. So their lives look static. They don't go forward. They stay on the same job doing the same thing. And their lives can't grow. Now, staying on the same job is a good thing, but at least grow in that position. Find ways to make it better. And you can't always go back to school, or you can, but it's not always convenient to go back to school, and you got a family that you have to deal with every day. But you can do things to grow and enhance what you do. And you can sow other seeds where you can start a business or something, an internet business, it's something that won't require all your time and make money on the side. Or do whatever it is you do, you can develop. I knew a man, he made more money than he made on his job selling Beanie Babies online. They talked about all the thousands of dollars he made selling them online before he died, back in the 90s. Now, God loves us and he cares about us. He wants us to go forward, not backwards. And he'll help you do your job. He'll help you go forward. He's ready to help you. But sometimes cold religion has us saying, well, if it don't happen for me, God didn't give it to me. That's not the way it works. It's not at all. You're trying to respond to God as if God had your responsibilities. He don't. That's a trick of the enemy. It's your life. You do it how you want to do it. I gave my mother a plaque. It said, your life is God's gift to you. What you do with your life is your gift to God. And that's the way it is. You have to do something with what God has given you. You can take it forward, you can take it backwards, you can let it remain the same. It's all up to you. But if you decide I want better and I want to do things according to God's will, I'm going to put forth whatever effort I have to. Now you're talking, and God can help. God can respond to that. He can respond to your faith. And he'll enhance your dedication. We don't grow to get saved, we grow to live. Remember, God doesn't require you to be dedicated. He'll bless you if you stay in the kingdom of God. Paul told some people in Acts to stay away from eating meat that was strangled and offered to idols and idolatry. He said, just do that. He didn't ask them for no tithes, no money, or nothing. He didn't even tell them they had to go to church. Now, they were probably going, though. But that was in Corinth. I forgot the city it was from. But Paul just told them to stay out of those three iniquities and they'll be fine. But to really, for your life to be enhanced, if you want your relationships to be strong and godly, receive the whole book of 1 Peter. It tells you how to build strong relationships. It teaches you how to love others like Jesus loved you. Now, to people who have a worldly mindset, that they're not going to do that. They don't want that. They don't want to love people. They feel like they're missing out if they love others. They feel like they are being used sometimes. And a lot of Christian people have taken that attitude and they don't grow up. I didn't learn much from the Lord until I learned to love his people. I learned a few facts here and there. But when I started loving his people, and I was aggressive about it, I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. Because I didn't want to come close to getting in a fight again. The guy made me so angry I was going to fight him. Realized later that he was testing me to see what kind of Christian I was. So God really blessed me that day. But I looked at myself. Remember, in his presence you see you for you. You see where you're at. You see what you can do. You see your condition. You see room for improvement. That's why I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. And he did. He worked with me. He helped me out. When I didn't know what to do, he helped me do it. He helped me do better. But I didn't know it, but out there, because of what he taught me, it opened the door for me to learn from him. I was talking his language. I learned him. I learned his language, love. And I learned so many wonderful truths from the Lord because of it. And I desire the same thing for everyone. It's a beautiful life. You'll live far above the snake line when you take that position to love others and to grow in the Lord. Now, what I mean by that is on a mountain that's high enough, there's a certain point snakes just don't cross because it's aggravating to them. But when you live on earth and you can live far above the snake line, because when the demons come around, you're going to drive them off. When the old thoughts come to you, you're going to drive them off. You're going to drive out things that's not of God. And I started using a confession. I learned to confess the word by Charles Capps. You can go on a website and listen to the same thing I used to listen to. Now, Charles Capps went on to be with the Lord some years back. But they still play the same anointed tapes, and they're still anointed. A recording it stays anointed forever because it was anointed. The Lord knew you would have the gumption to go on there and listen to it, and he'll speak a word that's relevant to your life, and the man spoke it a few decades ago. When a man speaks God's word, God can see everybody that's going to ever listen to it and talk to him through that recording. Now, he can do it through writings also, because the anointing's not limited to our limitations. The anointing goes far deeper. Now, I started confessing that I will do all that's in God's heart. I will put forth the effort. I will speak his word. I will go forward. I will obey. I will learn. I will grow. I will receive his word. These are the kind of things that I confess. And when I'm challenged negatively, or if the spirit of laziness come around, I've already killed it. Laziness is not a part of my life. And because you confess the word, it sets the tone of your will. And it puts you in a position where you're going to do it God's way. It's not an option. You're going to take the high road whenever it's time to choose. And then when the Lord shows you something, you latch on to it better. Better, much better. When you set your heart, I'm going to do this. Sometimes when I say that, joy comes over me. And then I tell Satan, you can't disturb what I'm doing. You can't hinder it. You can't kill it. You can't aggravate it. You can't hinder my people who I love to get to me. In Jesus' name. All these things, you can confess it with your tongue, with your mouth. And it's true. But as we endeavor to know him, he'll help us out. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and teach you his wonderful principles while the few days remain. The rapture is close. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.